I want you to keep that big grain of salt and be ready to take it as you enjoy Justin, Travis, and Griffin. Ladies and gentlemen, McElroy Brothers!
The McElroy Brothers are not experts. Definitely. Your advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
If you change your mind, if you need me, let me know, I'll be around. If you got your place to go, when you shrink it down.
Welcome.
Don't open that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I am already very sweaty.
What's... And I'm spent.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good show.
Another classic for the record books. We arrived here a couple minutes after Travis. Travis got here, of course, to
opening with the story, are we?
Yeah, I just thought I'd open with it. We got here a couple minutes after Travis. His coworkers were looking for us. They don't know us. Travis had come in to set up. And the young lady sitting out there said, "Oh, you must be the brothers." We said, "Yes." She said, "Travis said to look for you. She said that one of you was blonde and one of you was fat."
Hand of God. Hand of God. I have no excuse.
One of, like, it's the dumbest, like, I'm not blonde.
I was in a rush.
You were so in a rush, you don't know what the fuck hair color he has? And there's other... The thing is, the fact that I'm overweight isn't even the first thing people notice about me. One, he's the best rapper of the three of them. You will hear him drop beats and rhymes.
Just forget his homemade toffee.
Yeah. Oh, if he's carrying a great plate of toffee, that's Justin. Of course, that could also loop back into our original complaint about him being a portly.
Any, like...
Festive. Festive.
You're never too short on time for manners.
Yeah, there's always time for... If there's one message we try to espouse on my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. Hi, I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy, the blonde one. You guys, maybe you can't see this from the audience. I frosted my tips for this show. So I can think of two things that are different for this show than our last live show.
Okay.
First of all, we don't have like tangible microphones. They're on our face.
It's
like they're
weird.
Attached to our face, which is great because there's a. I don't know if you guys know this. I produce the show and I edit it, which I think are the same thing.
I pay you as though they're the same.
Justin pays. I know it's riding up. What's it doing? Thank you.
If you ever want to know what Griffin's glasses sound like,
they've got a lot to say.
Super tender, like so, for a show. That's super tender.
There's a lot of. We produce a lot of sound that is just genuinely sonically unpleasant to hear. And I catch it. And on our last live show, we had mics. So if we had to make such a sound, we could get away from it. But this is going to be like as raw as it gets. Because
so you're
going to hear...
enjoy listening to us drink.
Every gulp, every sip, every belch, every glottal stop. Is that a sound that people make with their mouths?
A glottal stop? Yeah,
every
so.
Sniffle, snort, sneeze. Oh, guys. Buckle in.
Yeah.
Your ears are about to go on a roller coaster.
It's gonna get
normal. So that's the first thing. Also, they look kind of like. I feel like I'm in a boy band. I don't know if you guys can see that. I just have the cord. Like I'm either like a Kings Island performer or like a founding member of S Club 7.
Yeah.
We also have Justin's sister-in-law is in the audience. Who is how old? Riley?
She's 10.
10. Far too young to hear some of the words we're gonna say on the stage. So.
Hi, Riley.
Yeah, hi, Riley.
Hey, Riley.
They've requested, the Smurl family has requested that instead of using earmuffs, this is the only time we say it, like, dick, or, no, that one's fine, or, like, a vagina, we have to use the term front butt. So as much as we can, we're going to interchange the two. So yeah. Just a little pre-show anatomy, terminology. Fuck, it's so hot on this stage, you
it's
guys.
It's really...
Now it is.
My front butt is sweating
oh,
so
man.
Bad.
Both of my butts are unpleasantly damp. I have to get out of here.
Yeah. So let's get to the advice. What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah?
Yes.
Right. Let's get it wet.
Let's thump this melon. I've given up on clothing. Instead, I've opted for a uniform because I don't want to think about what I wear. Several black t-shirts and several pairs of jeans. It seems to work, but certain people around me think it's weird. Are they right, or am I on the bleeding edge of wardrobe efficiency? Cole from Cincinnati. Cole, are you here?
Cole, where are you?
Cole, where are you?
If you aren't wearing a black t-shirt and jeans... Yeah!
Dedication...
I salute you.
To the goof. Cole with a K from Cincinnati with a C. Well done, my friend.
Well done. So, first, before we really delve into the meat of the question... If people around you think your clothes are weird, but you think it works, that's pretty much the definition of your clothes not working.
If you're talking about clothes working, you are covering all your like gentle bits.
Yes, you're protected from the immediate elements. Like, yeah, I guess in that. Yeah,
it's my favorite two tigers and the ice age. You're
yeah,
safe.
You're fine.
My favorite fashion catchphrase is Tim Gunn, who says, "Make it work for you. Everybody else doesn't really matter."
Yeah. So that's point one. Point two, I love it. I'm a big. You know,
I'm down.
I think
I have maybe five shirts.
Yeah,
five shirts. And, I have two pairs of jeans. One of them I favor this pair of jeans. The other one I'm not so hot on.
I think everyone has a favorite pair of jeans, right?
Yeah, but most people don't have a swap out, like a one in one out system, like right. I do.
You only have two pairs of jeans.
You have like a favorite and then an off court buddy.
I do. That's what I call them, my off-court buddies. See, Travis's jeans are almost exclusive. You're wearing your only pair of jeans that are not covered in paint. And
that is correct. I bought them 2 days ago.
Yes.
Thank you.
They're much smaller than mine, you see, because I'm the fat one. Oh, no. That's the whole show.
Welcome to the show,
ladies
and gentlemen.
Welcome to the
Hostel Mabim Bam ever.
Welcome to the grand finale of My Brother.
My brother, that other guy, and me.
Who gets killed off?
Spoiler, it's Travis. I feel like I'm getting cut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're getting cut.
I think I'm down with the whole, like, Doug Funny ideology to wearing clothing.
You got a t-shirt, sweater vest, shorts. Cover.
Unless I'm mistaken, that's our second Doug reference in 45 seconds. Off-court buddies is from... Yeah. Wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Welcome to the live show.
How about Patty Manning? She's a looker, isn't she?
Yeah. Anybody in here need more allowance? Why? Because I do. What's up, half of the alienated crowd? How does it taste?
Wait, do you think anyone in here isn't on board with Doug? Think anyone in here is going, what?
Doug? Some people might be Eureka's Castle, I don't know.
That's fair.
So what's up?
Have you considered actually investing in a literal uniform?
Ooh.
Well, a jumpsuit might work.
I like the interplay.
No, let's
Thank
do
you,
it.
Cole.
This is good.
Let's get raw.
I can see a light on you now, Cole.
I think a jumpsuit, some sort of janitorial tunic.
Some sort of oppressive imagery.
Like a magistrate's garb.
Right.
Ooh.
Or maybe we don't have to go that specific. What about just like a sailor thing?
Yes.
And I'm not talking
like the Navy.
A modern seaman. I'm talking about like a blue and white like sailor.
Oh my.
Oh, okay. The emphasis of two.
Like a sailor.
Listen, he's excited about his nautical craft. Aren't all sailors?
Yeah. They love...
Really?
Yeah. So, Cole, in closing...
Be a sailor. Become a sailor.
Become a sailor.
Just walk around the docks, like... Anybody need a hand? No, don't do that. Actually, no, I thought about it twice. an entirely different kind of uniform. Oh, man.
Something stain resistant.
Something, yeah. Lot
something
of mesh.
Really features my front butt.
Something real, that really shows off
really
that FB.
How about a Yahoo?
Hey, how about one? This one was sent in by Jacob Locker. Thank you, Jacob Locker.
Thank you, Jacob, in heaven.
He died and he's in heaven now. It is by Yahoo Answers user Jessica, who asks, am I the only one who has a phobia of hot tubs? I have an epic fear of hot tubs. I was electrocuted by one before, and I've seen people on 1,000 Ways to die in hot tubs for a few different reasons. If I get, they had a whole special.
How many different reasons?
We'll get to that.
There was a raccoon in there with rabies.
Maybe you're in a
Maybe
you're in a hot tub and someone shoots and stabs you to death. If I get close,
I'm in a hot tub, I gotta E. coli.
If I get close to one, I have a panic attack. Whoa! I know it's silly, but I'm so afraid I'm gonna die in one, and it has nothing to do with drowning.
Nothing to do with.
I was just wondering if there was anyone else out there who's afraid of hot tubs, not drowning or drains or electrocution, but just hot tubs in general.
What?
Get that fucking thing away from me, man.
What kind of life are you living that day to day you are confronted with hot tubs to the point that you can't avoid them?
Right. And she works in a cruise ship. Maybe think before you talk.
Yeah. What is the scenario exactly in which a hot tub poses a threat to you? That's not electrocution.
Not electrocution.
Drowning.
Not drowning. I can't think of any time where I haven't looked at a hot tub and gone, cool relaxation is coming my way.
Whoa. Time out. Cool relaxation?
Cool, this is
you're familiar with the concept, though, right? You know it's not just like a...
Hot relaxation. Okay, fine.
Hot.
It's either...
If I got into a hot tub that was cool, I'd be like, oh, you got me.
Tiny Olympic
pool. It's cold as shit, you asshole.
You either get...
This is a bowl.
A hot, I don't know, soothing water experience.
No!
Or you go on a raunchy time travel adventure with your three best friends. Either way,
maybe that's what they're afraid of. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
You're there with Rob Corddry and John Cusack, and it is terrifying.
Griffin will never forget the time he was trying to make people who paid him to laugh, and he mentioned hot tub time machine. Because that...
1,000 ways to die on stage.
Yeah. By Griffin McElroy.
I feel like
you've been short on advice. Like, just stay away from it.
Like, don't go near hot tubs, maybe. Like, if you hear, like, rolling...
That's where to go do a hot tub? No.
I hear jets. I hear rolling water.
Have you guys ever encountered a surprise hot tub?
Like, you turn the corner and it's like, oh, what's that pit of foamy spew?
I've got a...
And it's like, oh, fuck, it's a hot tub. No!
I've got a Boy Scout induction that I want you to... Hot tub! No, it doesn't... It's always on vacation.
How do you relax your joints without hot tubs? It's like a fucking bathtub. Quit being an idiot, Jessica. It's a fucking bathtub that's, like, square instead of rectangular, you dummy.
Do you think she's afraid of bathtubs, too? Like if someone rounded out their bathtub, she would freak out as it was happening.
Do you know what? I have a theory. I think it is the communal experience of a hot tub over a bathtub, which I totally agree with, because we've talked about hot tubs before. Like, you're getting your balls particles in a soup with everyone else's balls particles. And who knows, like, what kind of convection is going on in there?
I think, though, that if this was a pubic fear, it would be specifically mentioned. I have enough faith in Jessica that she would provide us those details.
She's afraid of the pubic ionic bonds that are going on in this hot tub.
What kind of show did this turn into? We have a 10-year-old in the audience, guys.
Listen.
You're right. This is weird.
People came here for real talk. This is as real as it gets.
This is right.
Sometimes, your front butt, you soak it in water.
And what?
Yeah, and what? It expands like a dinosaur in a foam capsule.
That's exactly where I went!
Oh, God. Oh, if only.
It's a chicken.
So much fun.
My wife and I were on vacation, and we saw a very peculiar sight. We saw another couple with their baby, but, you see, their baby had pierced ears. Real piercing. What would make parents think this is an okay thing to do to a baby in arms?
Follow-up, who would fuck would actually do that to their baby? Puzzled in paradise. Before we get, again, I hate to, like, stall on the wisdom. How close did you roll up on this baby?
That's what I want to know. That was my first question, too, is how do you know they're not, like, clip-ons or phony ears?
Hold on, just a second.
Give me that fucking ear. Yeah!
Oh, weird.
You just jacked my mic. I had it set specifically.
Can I inspect your baby a little closer?
Hey, do you mind if I get right up in your baby? Like, by his head, which is, like, his most delicate part.
Yeah.
And just, like,
fondle
around.
Wait, why his? Who's piercing a boy baby's ears?
No, that's how it hit me. Like, we're not talking about... No. Listen, our minds went to entirely different places because you're thinking, like, fucking, like a porcelain doll, like, fashion baby. I'm talking about, like, a cool-ass surfer bro baby.
Like the Bodie of babies, right?
Like Bodie, like...
Bodie baby.
He's on his little baby surfboard, and all the other baby surfers are like, Chaz, what's up? Like... Chaz, baby, where's your face bling? And he's like, I don't, my parents are total squares, man. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Wait, whoa. Those of you at home, Griffin just did the square motion with his fingers. Mm-hmm. Is it 1962?
I'm bringing it back.
It's retro.
I don't know. I think if you don't let your baby get an earring, your male fucking hip-ass baby, if you don't let that sweet, cool baby get an earring... then you're a fascist.
Yeah, whoa. And what about a face tattoo?
Whatever that baby... if that baby wants to get a Mike Tyson tribal face tattoo, fucking let him, because that baby...
This is my baby, Tyke Tyson.
How...
Thank you. Thank you for your...
How old does a human being... because that's what they are. Like, pocket-sized human beings.
Yeah.
How old do they have to be before they can start expressing themselves?
Let's hear it. Audience?
That's right.
Yeah,
zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Self-expression begins at conception.
It's an inbabyable right.
As soon as seed touches egg, it's like that baby's like,
what?
You know, experimenting with...
You thought it was okay? I thought it was a good joke.
Inbabyable.
Inbabyable, right? No?
No,
we can edit that out later.
We'll take that out. That one's coming out in post.
Yeah, we'll edit it out later.
I for real though, don't pierce your baby's ears. What are you doing? Although, like, I guess if it's a dude baby, you did just cut the tip of his dick off, so it's like... the tip of his front butt.
His front butt.
Cut off the end of the cheeks of his front butt. Like, it's not like you're going to hurt.
Hey, as long as we're piercing stuff. What's up?
Hey.
Coolest baby ever. Baby with gauged ears.
Yeah. It's like you can only get so wet. Like, you get a brisk going, and it's like, you might as well just, like.
As long as you're down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Modify that baby.
Put a butterfly.
Pimp that baby's.
Oh, and give him like
butt.
A lizard ridge.
What?
Lizard ridge.
I
give him
like
a lizard ridge. Can you give my baby cat eyes? I want my baby working at a record store by the time he's 13. And for every year sequential.
We've talked about baby front butts enough. You want to go to a Yahoo?
I would like that.
That's probably
going to
steer us
Thank
away
you.
From those choppy.
Choppy waters.
Choppy waters.
Baby. Genital piercing. Gentle.
This one was sent in also by Jacob Locker. Thank you, Jacob, as always. It's by Yahoo Answers user Callie R, who asks, how to start a letter to a friend that's in jail? That's it? Yeah, that's it.
No, like, details of what they're in jail for?
Here, I'll make them up. Board. My friend's in jail. I would like to correspond with my friend... but I'm too much of a pussy, I'm too much of a front butt to go and talk to him in person. Do you have an easy intro? It can't be like, I feel it, like I feel this Cali R, because you can't just be like, salutations. Like,
aloha!
There are two wrong ways to do this, and the first one is to blow right over the fact that they are incarcerated.
Well, what are you up to?
Did you go see Bridesmaids yet? You can't see any movies.
They let them see prison movies.
What do you, can you explain?
Like Escape from Alcatraz, shit like that. Like
now, Rock. See, I thought that same thing. Shawshank?
Shawshank, The Rock. These are all escape movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to give these prisoners any ideas. Are there any movies where there are people who are in jail? They're like, yeah.
They're like, I accept
this. This is pretty fucking cool. Like, hey, I can lift weights and stuff. Like, all my friends are not, well, they're not here, but my new friends are.
They show Shawshank, but they cut it at the part where Morgan Freeman wants to go back to prison. And, like, they have a little... credits that come up at the end, like, and then he went back to prison and he was happy
forever. Super happy.
Turns out prison awesome.
He totally regretted his time with Tim Robbins, much like Susan Sarandon.
Oh man, wouldn't it be great if there was a prison version of that movie where he goes to Red? Was that Morgan Freeman's name in the movie? Red? I don't know. He goes to him and he's like, "Can I get a rock hammer?" And he's like, "Nope." No, you may not.
The prison edit.
Have fun in prison forever. So that's the first way. Yeah. The second way is to joke about it too soon, like, you got a can to rattle against those bars, or like, you gotten like. Has somebody touched your front butt in like a way that you didn't particularly enjoy?
Interesting.
Yeah. Soap jokes are like right out the window.
No,
like,
no soap jokes.
I don't know. Is there any way that sort of splits those uprights?
I mean, you could talk about the awesome things you do on the outside.
Yeah.
You think they'd enjoy that? Like, I did just see Bridesmaids, and it was a revelation.
I enjoy the tweeting of birds and a child's laughter. Like, that kind of thing.
Can they not bring birds into the jail?
No, electrified fence.
I'm pretty sure somebody in Shawshank had a bird.
That just seems
I
mean.
Watched the prison edit, though. It might
yeah,
have been.
It took all all aviary life just got cut right out of that
just
film.
Cut right out. It highly depends, I think, on how long they're in the clink. If they got 20 years ahead of them,
you got to catch them up, though.
Well, no, you got to say how terrible
shit
things
sucks
are.
Out here, man.
I got a friend who's president.
Jeb Bush is in office.
What?
Tell him terrifying news on the outside.
I think that would get around. The sky is lit with fire. Like, not where you are, but everywhere
not
else.
Not everywhere else. It's made a circle around
it's
your
prison. It's like the stand out here. It sucks so bad.
You're the only safe one.
They outlawed ice cream. What are we doing?
You gotta come back. We need you here. My wife's cousin and I, their wife, are staying with us overnight next week. Our house has no guest room. My wife says that we need to offer our room to her cousin because that's the polite thing to do. I say that they are not expecting extreme comforts considering the fact that they are, one, not staying in any of the nearby hotels, and two, we didn't invite them. They called and asked if it would be okay if they stayed at our place. What do you think? Is this a fight worth fighting? That's from B-Rad. B-Rad, no matter what we decide, it's about to be. If you're here, Brad, are you here? Ah, very smart.
Perhaps
Brad.
Nice job.
Very cunning.
Have we considered that B-Rad is short for, like, Bob Rad? Hey, what's up? I'm Bob Rad.
I want to be honest. I made up that name.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
My bad.
Did you make up the question, too? That's
like, no, like, question.
Is there, okay, wait. Is this a bit? Did you make up a name for someone?
Well, let's just say I made up the name based off a real name, and I think you can put together what that real name
okay,
is.
Okay, so the guy is a guy.
What the fuck? So, like, that's your goof? Is like, I turned Brad into B-Rack. Get it? You're off the show.
I think I know why B-Rad didn't raise his hand now. I'm not going to be that guy. That Brad is divorced from me now. That's another Brad. It's a parallel universe Brad that calls himself B-Rad. Good word, Travis. You created a splinter universe. So is it worth fighting? I think unless your life is in like mortal danger, that it's usually not worth fighting. That's my, you know, my marriage tip for everybody.
So we're going to go ahead and assume that, no, it's not worth fighting. But then we're going to go into a pretend universe where we're going to make jokes
okay,
about
Brad
fighting
would never fight about it. B-Rad, though, you know him.
B-Rad,
he's crazy.
He's fucking scrappy, yo.
Have you been, like,
fucking pull a knife on you?
Have you been, like, lying the whole time? Like, how much have you made up in these?
All of them.
Just pretty much, okay.
Listen, Travis doesn't know shit. He's got to be advised constantly about every single thing on the earth.
These are all his problems, you mean. Wow, this is...
Every Yahoo question, too. All Travis. He's got to know about hot tubs. He's very afraid.
Scary as shit! Yeah. Although that would be pretty scary. So, my wife's cousin and her wife...
Listen, I...
I think it's probably... Like, if you fight about it too much, there's probably a good chance you'll end up sleeping on the couch anyway. So why not save yourself some time?
A question of how tangential that cousin is.
Ooh.
Is it like you're fuck, I don't know what a cousin is. A brother's sister's son, right? Like a dad's...
And Travis is the bad guy. You don't know what a cousin is.
No, like a...
No, you still call me fat. Get the fuck right off. Okay. A cousin is your brother's...
Dad's...
Your dad...
Your daddy's...
Dad's saying
that. Listen, it's your daddy's sissy's son or daughter.
What?
Right.
Booyah.
Yes. So I think if it's that close, then nah.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't it? I think cousins aren't close enough that they get the normal, like, familial privileges. I think that you have to. How close you got to be? I think immediate family, obvs. Grandma, grandpa, they're old. They get the bed.
Oh, they need that bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen their bones?
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're literally just a jangling and a jingling.
I thought you meant like. What's this in my refrigerator? Oh, it's Grandpa's bones again.
The bad news is if you will have to sell your mattress afterwards because they're going to old it up.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's going to be... You're never going to get rid of that smell.
That new old person smell. You can't get that out.
So, Brad, long story short, B-Rad, you mean. B-Rad, you are right, if that's what you want. You are right. You shouldn't have to give up your bed. But you're gonna have to give up your bet.
Yeah, right. This is not a battle you're gonna win, or is really worth fighting. I mean, you know what? Sleep under the stars.
maybe you can make a wish that your cousin's not there.
Like, I wish I didn't have any cousins.
I wish I'd never pulled him out of that lake when he was 7.
A revisionist history there.
That's not Brad though. That's B-Rad.
B-Rad's an asshole.
Brad. Master Brad would never allow that. Like, Brad Prime.
We're having a crisis of infinite Brads.
It's pretty bad. You know what I need.
I think you need a Yahoo answer. This one was sent in by Jacob Locker. Thank you, Jacob Locker. I swear, I thought I arranged these so that it wouldn't just be the Jacob Locker show. But
that's all right.
Apparently I did
bad. Hey, you didn't call me fat today, so
that's
you're
true.
On a roll.
Rest of my life.
We're going to change the name of the show to Fatty, Toehead, and Mean Guy.
I would be satisfied with just Fatty and Toehead, actually. I mean, it's all we're making changes.
Whoa,
got real.
Shit got real.
Got real, real. Got really real. Did you hear about that show, My Brother, Me? I saw the last one. It was pretty sad.
Jacob Locker is here to save us from this moment. It's Yahoo Answers by Yahoo Answers user Mike, who asks, possible for a guy to dress a girl up as a boy and sneak her into his home? You an opener? Is it possible for a guy to sneak a mistress / girlfriend into his family, parentheses, wife, mother, kids, etc.?
What's the etc.?
Cousins.
Wife, mother, kid.
Cousins.
Visiting cousins.
Visiting cousins, yeah.
Is it possible to sneak a mistress, girlfriend into his family home by dressing her up as a guy pal and have her stay for a few days / weeks? What if you have her dress up in heavy clothes to cover her breast? Hey, your guy friend looks, like, wicked weird. Like, what's up with his chest area? Because... and give her a hat to hide her hair. I would never do this, but I wonder, could a guy actually pull this off and succeed? So many problems with this question.
There's a lot of... Number one, it's the same question as the last one.
You're saying that the sneaky cousin
I'm
is actually a...
I'm saying B-Rad's sneaky cousin... Not Brad.
The sneaky cousin is the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Can that be a sex move?
Uh-huh.
The sneaky cousin? I gave her the sneaky cousin.
The sneaky cousin is when you sneak a woman dressed as a man into your house. She's all that? Is that what that movie is? With
yeah.
The,
yeah.
She's all that style into your house and then for weeks at a time. And then you guys touch front butts. Well, one of her breasts hang out of her concealing, like, oh, God, what are you saying?
Sneaky Cousin is it's also my favorite Eve Barclay side project. What's up?
I mean, no.
Yeah, like, no, that's not possible. I think
the nation would be executing this move if it were feasible, right?
Yeah.
Like, it would get...
You think this would catch on, like, wildfire if it were physically possible?
Have you been on the internet? Like, people spread weird... They're planking caught on. You don't think this would? How is this less weird than laying flat?
Oh, man. Have you seen my Flickr gallery? It's all just... she's all thatting all over the place. I have so many problems with this question. The first and foremost being, like... First of all, how are you going to pitch, like, this is my buddy, like,
this is my
Zach.
Guy pal. I'm going to be in his room
this
for
my
hours
my guy pal,
time.
Zach. I know he's got one female breast, but let's not talk about that.
Ignore his chainmail shirt.
Listen, we're going to chill. We're going to chill up in my room for weeks at a time. And, like, maybe just slide some
I know,
beverages.
I've never mentioned him before, and I have no pictures of him. Listen, and he looks like a chick in dude's clothing.
He kind of looks like my friend Sheila. Who you know and are not too fond of.
It's gonna sound like we're porking, but we're just getting really good at foosball. Also, I'm gonna buy a foosball table.
And we're also
table.
Really proud of how well we're doing at foosball.
Yeah,
good job, yeah!
Also, you'll never see the foosball table. If you look at
it's
it directly.
Psychic foosball.
Yeah, psychic foosball. In person, closed style. If you look directly at the foosball table, it will not be there. What's up?
Somebody on Yahoo at one of the Yahoo Answers answers said, watch She's the Man. I fucked up the name of the movie. I got corrected by Yahoo Answers. If you need me, I'll be in the bathroom slitting my wrists.
Yeah. Get that gunmetal taste. Get ready. Well, you're done?
Done with that question. I'm embarrassed now.
You're embarrassed and you're so we're moving on?
No. If we have more things to add on the She's the Man
yeah,
scenario.
I think we could probably do like Infinity Things. Like, it's like the worst idea.
I like that mother was included there, just in case anyone was wondering, because if you can get it past your wife, that's cool. But if your mom goes, what's the deal?
Well, she's got maternal...
With your effeminate friend.
She's got maternal insight. She knows. She knows when you two have been...
What? Okay, just to demonstrate, Griffin just rubbed two hands together.
She knows when you've been working on a plan to kill Superman? I've worn glasses since I was 3 years old, but recently I've been feeling like they're keeping my sexy back. I've been thinking of maybe ditching them in favor of contacts or LASIK, but at the same time, I'm a total nerd, and I feel like the glasses kind of reflect some street cred there, in a sense. Glasses? No glasses? Help. Skeptically be spectacled.
Are they here?
No.
Then fuck them. listen.
Whoa.
Straight up, I don't care what you do. I usually don't, but don't get LASIK. Like, don't get LASIK. And I'll tell you why.
It's the most terrifying
idea. It's because they cut off the tip of your eye with a laser. Right? Like, that is.
It's like an eye bridge.
It's like a ninja with a sword comes in. It's like, I'm just going to take a little off the top. And it's like a barber. He's like a ninja barber, I guess. And like,
so wait, just to jump back, tiny ninja laser barber.
Yes, and he cuts off the tip of your eyeball so you can see better. Like,
do you know how LASIK works?
As far as I know, no. I saw a documentary on Discovery Channel. They get a tiny ninja barber with a laser beam that cuts off the tip of your eyeball.
I don't think that's accurate at all.
That's what you're sticking with?
That's my story.
I've read 1984 a few times. I'm pretty sure that the people who when they go to the place and the guy says, I'm going to shoot your eye with a laser, but trust me, it's all cool. Those are the people that are first with their backs against the wall when the revolution comes. That's all I'm saying. If you'll buy that line of laser
double
propaganda,
talk. Mm-hmm.
Double talk, mm-hmm. I think you'll believe anything.
I think LASIK is double plus good.
You think it's...
I get... If I were to get some sort of corrective eye surgery, I would definitely get it at the Ministry of Love. Anybody got any other 1984
jokes? Well, Animal Farm?
Take it from the audience.
Fucking comment. Did you guys have my brother meet you? You mean the last one? Yeah, I was there. It was good until they got into this Orwellian bit. It went 20 minutes. And then they ended and they said they were done forever. Because one of them called the other one fat. It was weird.
I thank you. I don't, like, just wear the glasses. Glasses are like a watch for your face, if you think about it, because they're like, what other accessories?
No, like, I'm not on your team. Fuck you.
what other accessories are you allowed to wear here as a gentleman? Ladies get all kinds of things. They get, unless you're a cool surfer baby dude.
Mouth guard.
You get earrings. You're saying like...
Like mouth guard. Like
a permanent mouth guard?
You mean yeah, like you're on a wrestling team or football team. And...
Okay. So like, hold on, no, because let's get back to this.
Eye patch.
Is that a fashion statement or is that a security concern? Are you afraid that somebody's going to come in and jack your jaws at any given moment? You have to protect your teeth? I'm asking why you're wearing a fucking mouth guard, Travis. Answer my question. Because you know
how much...
Hold on. You would answer my question, but you have to take out your spittle-covered mouth guard.
Nice style, Paco. Nice fashion. Nice fashion mouth guard. Although, if those do catch on, copyright.
That's
2011.
Can we get them branded? So, like, what's yours say? Juicy. And it will be juicy if you have it in your mouth. I used to wear an Invisalign, and there is nothing less attractive you can do at the high school lunch table than like, oh yeah, hold up, baby. What were you saying? No, don't smell that. No. No. I have to put these in the lead vault I keep in my fucking backpack because they smell so bad.
You wonder why he's single.
Who would think that a tiny petri dish you keep in your mouth for 18 hours straight would adopt an unpleasant scent?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, what a turn the show took.
What a weird, funny, I guess, turn this took about your mouth funk. So, Griffin?
This one was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thank you, Golly Ayali. It's by Yahoo Answers user Dean.
God, too. Golly
is everyone Ayali. Dead?
Everyone.
If thank you, Golly Ayali, and God, who gave her the inspiration to find this question.
If they're not here, they're dead to me.
Golly Ayali asks, and this is good. There's a lot of hostility in this episode. I think we can work it out right here.
Okay, good, good.
Dean asks, what would you say if you beat your brother in a wrestling match? LOL. Couldn't get through that question without a giggle.
I'm cracking myself up typing this. Good one, Jared.
If you had a wrestling match and you won, landing on their face and pinning them down for the three count, but you were sat on their face so their nose went up in between your bum cheeks. Like this, and then he is drawn an emoticon to... It's can like a just... greater than sign and then two inward-facing parentheses, so it's like... Like... That's not what my... Like, that looks like you're putting, like, candy corn.
Does he
maybe,
sell it, though? Is he selling it?
I mean, it's pretty good.
You buy it, like,
yeah,
in the concept?
I mean, I appreciate
it
the diagram.
It makes it seem more like target achieved.
I appreciate the diagram, because without it, like, the physics of that, like, my nose is not sharp or broad or rigid.
Mm-hmm. Unless, it seems like you'd have to commit.
Unless your bro was a real gaper. I'm not sure. Can I say real...
His rear butt.
His rear butt. His back
I'm talking
butt.
About his back butt and not his front butt urethra. We're straight up talking.
Just his back butt.
What would you say to them at this point to humiliate them and rub it in that you won? All in fun. This is just a survey.
What else do you have to rub in?
Yeah, like, hey, what's my butt smell like? Like, that would be a good start.
This is the best survey ever, by the way. If they came door to door and was like, hi, I'm just a brief moment of your time. If your brother's nose is in your bum cheeks, what would you say
you
to him?
You done won that fight.
I like that in that concept you have to say something to humiliate them.
Yeah, like I think it's done. Like
yeah,
you got him.
You've got him, Ari. Top answer. Tough cookie. Shh. Who let the fucking tubercular person in here?
Did you go to that My Brother Me show? The live one? Yeah, it was good, except for they did a 20-minute Orwellian bit, and there was a lunger. We all got TV.
It was totally bubonic. We've all got a case of the consumption.
We all got the bubonic.
Got a case of the giggles and a case of the consumption. Top answer. Tough cookies, sugar.
Sugar? That's what this question needs more homoerotic overtones.
The second highest answer by Mark the Answer says, haha, I won, gay. Yeah. What's up now?
What's up now?
Come at me, bro.
You got me. You got me.
You're practically performing anal Angus on me. Gay, what's up? I win in a wrestling match.
I don't like this. Trust me.
Fuck.
Fuck.
what by wrestling match, you mean just like sitting on his face while he was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning, I win. I think that what you say is, let's never talk about this ever again.
Super secret.
Listen, go wash your nose. We'll fucking, like, dad and mom are gone. They don't have to know.
I am moving out.
I'm moving out.
I'll see you in 20 years.
If anyone asks, we're playing a psychic foosball.
I am bummed out now. Let's move on to a new question.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed too. My ex-girlfriend of many years recently broke up with me. Oh, good. This will pick everyone's spirits up. And kicked me out of our apartment. Obviously, it didn't go over well then, but all is well now. Oh, good. My problem is that now, whenever I get on Facebook, she messages me and tries to catch up and tell me about how her life is wonderful. I try to just log off when I see that she's online, but it cuts into my time catching up with people who are still very important to me. Do I confront her and ask her to stop? Do I ignore her when she tries? Or do I just keep doing what I'm doing that's incommunicado in Indiana?
Are you here?
Is incommunicado in Indiana here?
Let's get real.
Yes?
I appreciate
your
courage.
Did you break up with her or did she break up with you?
Okay.
All right.
She broke up with you?
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
I wish it was the other one.
Yeah. all the... Hold on.
No, not that. Well, maybe if you took
is she here? Okay.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Hey, fuck her.
Fuck her.
What the fuck? Wait.
Does she listen?
No. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck her.
Hey. What the fuck? So she breaks up with you and she's like, doing great, by the way. Went to TJ Maxx, found a really great... Fuck you. What are you doing?
You with a really sweet bum butt.
Remember that time your nose is up my bum cheeks? Because I do. Enjoy TGI Fridays.
Fuck.
Stupid.
I forget what the question is. I'm so angry.
Yeah, you. I think you mentioned this when we were going over this list, but I'll remind you, there's nothing you can say that to overvalue the classic, bitter, icy gesture of an unfriending. She goes.
It's a slow burn.
Oof. It is tantamount.
Oof.
It is tantamount to murdering somebody on the internet.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, where'd Becky go? She's fucking gone.
She's ghost.
She's been imagined away.
She won't know about it until she logs onto her front page and Facebook says, "Hey, I recommend you be friends with this guy." And.
Pretty good recommendation.
I thought I was already. Nope, you done fucked up. You're incorrect. You used to be, and then you fucked it up, because he's cool and here.
There's also the option of coming back with, when she tells you how great her life is, just top it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm president now, I found a chest of gold.
Something that maybe she couldn't check up on, like,
yeah.
What is your guys' deal with, like, trying to invent a new president?
I changed my name. It's Barry Obama now.
You may have heard. I'm wrecking stuff up in D.C.
You know, why don't you just tell her, well, you're on Facebook, so not that good, I guess. Because she's...
not that... It's not
keeping
that
busy,
wild.
Huh? Good for you. Good for you.
Good for you.
Playing some Farmville, I see. I hear you have
How's your mafia going?
Maybe a bumper crop of radishes. Good, good. Glad to hear it. You want a Yahoo?
Yeah, I think so.
Frillo, fuck that bitch. Yahoo Answers.
Fuck her.
This one was sent by Golly Ayali. Thanks, Golly.
Did we give him any practical? Yeah, we gave him some good stuff.
I feel like fuck that bitch is about as practical as it gets.
Wow. Lie and say you're the president. That's the best. She'll never... Or go with Mantis Evasion, apparently. It's a popular answer, too. That one's...
Too busy to talk. The Manti are really keeping me busy.
Oh, is that not cool there? It's totally cool here.
Yeah. They'll get you eventually. That's what I thought, too. They'd never get here. Then, what's that?
Golly Ayali sent this in. Thank you, Golly. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Oh. Renizme Osmond. Thank you for the backstory.
Excuse me? What was that? What is that?
It's a Twilight name.
It's a Twilight name.
Twilight name.
Renizme Osmond asks...
I salute you, by the way.
I need someone to play a Donny Osmond fantasy game with me.
Just wait.
All you need to do is respond to this as if you were the hot man himself. Donny, I love you. I'm only 15, but I think you're a cutie. Do you like me? I like you and your music. I often listen to Puppy Love. Will you dance with me sometime? I always dance around my room with a pillow pretending it's you. I know this probably sounds strange to you, but I just think you're so handsome. I can't stop thinking about you. Oh, man.
The first man to travel to space to inhabit another planet will be Donny Osmond. Because you can't know that's out there and not just... I'm out.
I have this to planet. Get off this planet before I'm shuffled off this planet.
My favorite thing about that question is the phrase, you probably think this weird. Now, as if there is a circumstance in which that isn't weird. Like,
right.
No, that's normal.
I would say Vegas, the over-under on you finding this weird, I don't know, 3-1?
Yeah. I feel pretty good about you thinking this is weird.
Let me know if this affects the odds. I danced to Puppy Love with a pillow, which I have put... I've put a wig on the pillow to simulate your flowing.
The coolest thing about the internet is, you know the old bit that, like, comedy is tragedy plus time? It reduces that to zero.
Oh, God.
So things are like...
Comedy on the internet is instant tragedy.
Instant tragedy. Like, the worse, the better.
So here we go.
15, man, starting out slow.
Who the fuck is a 15-year-old in love with Donny Osmond?
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. She sounds like a hipster, right? So it's like... Instead of
what generational gap knows who Donny Osmond is?
I'm saying that generational gap has moved forward a bit. So if I wanted to be a hipster, I'd be like, oh man, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, right? But like for her, it's all Donny Osmond all the time.
I feel like that's a really specific genre of hipster.
Well, fuck yeah, it's specific. Like she's fucking crazy out of her mind.
Like, I want to know what Twilight character got her into Donny Osmond. Where did she make the leap between like? I like Edward. Wish he was a little whiter.
I wish he had a sister who he, like, maybe fucked.
I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit vampire.
I'm a little bit all alone. This is her. Oh, now, it'll only be like that for her whole life.
I think she owns a cat named Donny Osmond.
I don't know, in a few years...
And by the way, it's a puppy is the gag, you dumb shit.
Damn it!
Puppy love... Ah, it's right there.
I feel like... Let's give it 3 years, okay?
Okay.
She's 18. She's of age now. Literally nobody else knows who Donny Osmond is.
Not even Donny Osmond.
Fucking...
Riddle with Alzheimer's.
Fucking Marie Osmond is like, hey, what's... Oh, Donny! God, I'm so sorry. Merry Christmas. Because it's Christmas time when the situation takes
place. Yeah, right. Aww. It's that you've built a world for your bit. I
built
it.
A whole Donnyverse, if you will.
So, and look, it's working out great for her.
Yeah.
The Donnyverse that she's built for herself. It's more of a prison. like a permanent, emotional, forever prison. It circled around again, by the way. It was funny, and now... what is the appropriate way to deal with an ex at a wedding? The situation is this. We were together when a mutual friend got engaged. We split up 6 months ago. We have not really spoken since then, so I have no idea if she will have a plus one or if she's even going. I have since begun seeing someone else, and I would like to invite her to come with me to the wedding. I'm concerned that if I bring a date and my ex is there alone... It could potentially upset her, and I wouldn't want to do that. At this point, considering just staying home to avoid the situation, but I would hate to miss my friend's wedding, RSVP reluctant. Are you here, RSVP reluctant? What?
Whoa.
Where are you at?
Whoa, it got weird.
You won?
You won. Fuck it.
How is this not a contest?
Like, yeah, it's always a contest. Yeah, like, you totally... You already have the winning hand. Unless she shows up with two dudes,
Or a dude and a half. If it's like 8.5 feet tall.
Jesus, what if it's
dude and Vern Troyer? Like, then you're...
Nah, just, or just Donny Osmond, who I would consider a dude and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a pillow covered in tears. Either way.
That's negative one. That's you negative one. 10 dudes.
Yeah.
Alyssa, you gotta beat her. You gotta win. You have to assume that she's gonna show up to that joint with Bradley Cooper on her arm. And it's like,
you gotta, what?
Yeah. I'm saying maybe she knows Bradley Cooper. I'm saying she knows Bradley Cooper.
Not Mr. Cooper. She's not hanging with
she's
him.
She's not hanging. She is. That she's going to make that joke at the wedding. Because it's going to be awkward. She doesn't know Brad very well.
Oh. B-Rad?
So she doesn't know Bradley Cooper. Like, she is
hanging with Bradley Cooper.
You mean B-Radley Cooper.
If she shows up with Bradley Cooper and B-Radley Cooper, then you're in trouble. Because that's a Splinterverse situation.
I would say you just go. Like, I think you're past the point of... It's nice of you to care, but you don't have to.
Yeah, you're done with that. Listen,
you did that all in the relationship. You don't have to care now.
What you do?
6 billion people on this beautiful globe. A good percentage of them, you gotta say, fuck it. All right? I don't mean that, like... I mean, you just gotta... Your heart is this big. You don't have room for people that aren't in it anymore. So they're kind of over there.
You should be busy caring about your date.
Hey. Now, is it going to be weird for your date? Because then you've got to...
Don't even worry about that. All you got to worry about is getting your front butt wet.
That is the truth. That's some raw truth. I like that.
Because you don't have to give a shit about her. Here's what you do. You worry about your front butt, and that everything else is just going to fall into place, because either one or two things are going to happen. She's going to beat you. She's going to show up with Bradley Cooper, and you can't... There's no female on earth that's equivalent to Bradley Cooper on the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
So she's like, wins with a trump card. Like,
unless you become the guy that beat the shit out of Bradley Cooper.
Well, let's get realistic. Did you?
It's not going to happen.
Zero chance.
He is a dreamboat.
He is a dreamboat and a pugilist.
Some iron, that guy. He learned how to fight from Quentin Rampage Jackson and Liam Neeson. They told him the ropes.
Your other option is to get Quentin Rampage Jackson or Liam Neeson to go with you, just as moral support.
They'll defuse
you think you're
the
turn them?
I think you could probably do it.
They'll defuse the situation much like I imagine they defused a bomb in the hit film The A-Team. I haven't seen it.
No.
I'm told it's excellent.
Your third option is just try to make her feel bad for you. What's up? Like,
whoa, reverse.
I'm flying solo this time. I see you brought Bradley Cooper. Bradley, I loved you in The Hangover.
Haven't seen Hangover Part 2, but I assume it's good.
I've been trying to get a girl to go with me to it, but, you know, going to the movies alone is such a...
It's hard because I don't have your, your good looks or your self-confidence.
Your money.
Your money, your fame.
Or your lovemaking skills, I'm assuming. I don't know Bradley Cooper.
I'm going to wait in line for the aperitifs. Susan, it's great to see you.
Bradley, it was nice to meet you.
Putty in your hands after that.
Yeah, right. She'll leave Bradley Cooper to go see...
Brad, I gotta go check up on him. I'll be right back. But she won't.
She won't. She's yours.
What are you doing?
I'm the puppet master.
I thought you were, like, massaging her like a cat.
I'm pretending to massage Bradley Cooper simultaneously.
Wow. He has the tiniest shoulders.
That's option four.
You got a
That's
lot
That's option
of...
four.
Whoa.
Is seduce the fuck out of Bradley Cooper.
How's your date?
Better luck next time, Susan. This is mine.
This is my scoop of man candy.
Make sure you tell your date beforehand what the plan is.
Yeah. Like, she won't be down with it. Check it out. We're going to get in a weird three-way with Bradley Cooper.
We're going to hang our balls over...
Front butts over.
Each other.
Are you imagining how gay men have to make love? They just wrap their balls together.
They just dangle, like, they just dangle.
They dangle the thing, you spin the thing, goes clack, 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 clack.
Like a child's party toy. Hey, how about a Yahoo Answers?
Yeah, please.
Great job.
How much time we have left?
10 minutes. Go.
Jesus. This one was sent in by Blake. Thank you, Blake. It's by Yahoo Answers user Idiotic, who asks, if drugs are legalized, does that mean I will find needles and used items in my hamburger slash food? When legalization passes and heroin addicts are accepted into the service sector?
Hey, of course. Hey, dog, what do you think heroin addicts are doing now?
Oh, that's a good point.
When they legalize it, they have to quit their jobs as professors and doctors.
Right, exactly.
Reggie, that's a pretty sweet score that you have there. What are you up to nowadays? Oh, I'm a bank manager slash heroin addict. I manage a Chase bank on the corner, and on the weekends, I just fucking pound that hammer in.
Just heroin it up, 2007.
Yeah, they do work at McDonald's. That's a lot of people didn't know that.
Not exclusively McDonald's. Like, people who work at McDonald's
they used to work
at heroin addicts.
And not only that, when they work at McDonald's, put their used needles directly into the...
Done with this, prop.
Like,
just fold the burger patty around it.
No one will notice.
This feels like more than a quarter pound. Yeah, I put a syringe in there. Enjoy that. It's full of special sauce. Wink.
Okay, point one. If they work at McDonald's, they don't have the money to just be throwing needles away. Like, they're going to second use those, I would imagine.
My more direct question is, what conversation is going on in America right now that's like, maybe we should legalize heroin? Is that a thing that's going on? Did I miss the conversation in Washington?
Heroin, here's why you'd pass it. Heroin is the only drug I can think of that is not a gateway drug.
Drug.
Heroin Dark is the fucking dumb. Foyer that you get to after going through 9 or 10 gates. And it's like, well, I'm here.
I'm
not going to get any worse than heroin, you guys.
Unless you consider the fun and excitement of working in the fast food industry a drug. I'm hooked on
the
making
The problem
burgers.
Is, if we pass a law that says heroin's totes cool, go crazy, somebody is going to invent crack-a-win, which is you just take crack and you pour it into heroin. Like, that's the next step.
Crackowins are actually the proudest tribe of Native Americans.
Uh-huh.
That's true. It's history.
It's like, hard to judge. Like, it's hard to, there's no metric for pride, but we're pretty sure it's the Crackowins.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff. I hear that, you remember Rax?
Yeah.
Rax shut down because it was 100% heroin addicts.
Really?
Couldn't show up on time. Couldn't get that roast beef carved.
No.
Yahoo Answers users, Richard Karn, wait a fucking second.
Oh, no!
From Home Improvement fame?
Yeah.
Keep on Richard Karn. Like, he's probably on the stuff, right?
whoa.
This isn't the basis of a libel suit, so I'm gonna say this is a total fabrication, but Richard Karn definitely uses heroin.
Yeah, he loves heroin. I know Tim Allen got him hooked on.
Do you know why?
It might have been Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Do you know why? That's the Home Improvement theme song.
Yeah. Just for you guys, it's a musical theater.
Listen, Richard Karn went to Tim Allen, fellow definite heroin user, and said, I need more power. And then he grunted, but he wasn't, like, doing it to say the thing. It was because he was, like, shooting heroin into his arm.
Right.
So you grunt because it hurts.
Richard Karn has to watch John O'Hurley just butcher the Family Feud every Thursday, Wednesday. So he's every weekday night. He's there.
It's not how I would have done it.
Gotta live. There's no Wilson across the fence telling him, hey, don't do heroin.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't do that thing you're doing.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Jacked up on the stuff, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor, I see your track marks. Bad idea.
Get clean, neighbor.
Wilson's been around the fucking block. You wouldn't know it because you don't see him outside of the confines of his backyard.
Right.
He's been around the block a few times.
Covered in tattoos.
Just covered in tats, track marks, and heroin stains.
Oh? That's why,
excuse me?
That's why he was behind the fence. He was riding the lightning. Riding the... Is that a thing? Please tell me if it's a thing.
No, he's riding
all the heroin users out there.
Hey,
the
users!
Straight up H's. We need your help.
H-heads.
H-H.
That was a test you passed.
Yeah.
We have Smacko.
We have Sky Marshals in the audience. I think we have two of those and one of these, so maybe do another one of those.
Yeah, sure.
Got to move quick, though. These people got
this. This was sent in by Peter Ermston. Thank you, Peter. It's by Yahoo Answers user Adwiel, who asks, my riding instructor told us we need to touch the horse's vagina before we can ride it? The horse's front butt. Before we can ride it? That makes no sense to me at all. Is there any truth to this?
I mean, it's going to run
before
faster.
Before you ride a horse, you got to earn its trust.
Yeah.
You think? We are on a stage right now, a theatrical stage.
Yeah.
With the poet of
take
the,
that,
of the spheres.
Yeah.
Lording over us. What if we just did a quick performance of Equus? Like right here on the stage.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I don't know who we're going to get to play the horse, because I will have to...
Volunteers? No? No one from the audience? Equus is...
No! This is not the proper... We've never done audience participation in the show, but when we do, it will almost certainly not involve one of us touching a front butt. Almost certain.
Almost
I'm going to leave a small 95, margin of...
95, 96% chance.
Yeah.
The horse... You're right, Justin. The horse will go faster. Yeah. I imagine. Because horses are very long.
But what if that's the circumstance that a horse goes, listen.
A talking horse.
A talking horse.
Well, yes.
He'll give you or she will, because dude horses don't have vaginas.
They have front butts.
Characteristically.
They both have front butts, but go on.
Different castes.
Right. Different castes of front butts.
Different genuses of front butts.
Okay, good.
It'll be more than just this look.
I think it will be a little bit more incredulous than that. I think they'll give us like a, hey. Like, here's what's up. Horses are very long. They're very long creatures. Most equestrians, extraordinarily long.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They don't know, the left hand, or in this case, front half, doesn't know what the back half is doing. So if it's some, like if a human hand touches their vagina.
Front butt.
Front butt. if they feel like human grasp on their front butt, like,
whoa!
Whoa!
What is that? What is that sensation? I think somebody
just real
something.
Quick though to break that down with the whole separation between the front and the back. Mm-hmm. You're saying that if a human hand touches it, it doesn't register as horse masturbation, and they don't know what's going
not
on.
Not to the horse. Okay, have you seen a horse?
Yes.
You have seen a horse.
Yes.
Is there any?
A horse is demonstrate.
On. No, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, we got
a horse
space,
is on
yeah.
all fours. Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. So you're a horse. Okay. So you're a horse.
I'm a horse.
So you're a horse in this circumstance.
This is it, right? But the neck is longer. So
okay. So
is...
I'm a girl. I'm a 13-year-old girl who's like
so fucking.
Just chill out. This will be fun. This will be fun.
Be cool. Be cool.
So, the,
so I'm
this
a horse.
Hand
right?
of a 13-year-old girl.
So
right?
right here. Like, I'm a horse,
okay? Uh-huh.
My neck is even longer than it is, so you guys are going to have to use your imagination.
Okay, so, like, this is head like, is right here.
And
okay.
here's the stable master, and the stable master, very
cool. Are we cool?
Okay, we're cool. Stable.
And he's a horse in the center set.
Okay. No, you
wait,
have
to test oh, yeah. the bone. Damn it.
Sell it. Sell it, Vicky. Sell
What's
it.
What's going on? Okay. Where is that? Is that a head? Ladies and gentlemen, Equus.
Thank you.
Thanks. I want to hear Griffin's. I want to hear Griffin's last question.
Fuck.
Real quick. Heather, Jen, and Kevin, are you guys here? Heather, Jen, and Kevin. Hey, Evans. Evan sends his love from Germany, and he says we owe you guys some hugs. So.
Make sure to find us.
Collect
we'll give
on
you
that.
Guys some hugs.
Speaking of finding us, we're gonna go over to Arnold's after this.
It's the best fucking bar ever.
Yes, we're Arnold's. Arnold's Bar and Grill. Check it out.
They open just
we
for
got
us.
I got an address on that. So like, people without
be, iPhones. It's on 8th Street. Just go down that way.
Yeah, we're gonna
be
tote,
cool. Come on.
I'm gonna say straight up from the top. I am not. If you buy me a drink, I'll throw it in your face. The last three hotels I've stayed at, this is not a joke, in a row, three hotels in a row, I have, like, projectile vomited at because of Maximum Fun listeners who are so great buying me drinks and getting me, like, just wrecked. So I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm cool.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. We've got a merch table outside. You can buy posters there, and our friend Felicia Gillespie is still here, I'm assuming. Thanks.
Let's give it up for fucking Felicia Gillespie.
Right?
Jesus, water.
Right.
God, she fucking killed it.
So buy her CD, buy our poster, and we super appreciate that, and we'll be happy to, like, sign them if you want or whatever. They're all signed and numbered by Justin Russo.
It's this guy right here.
Yeah, Justin Russo made this poster. He's amazing. He signed all these and numbered them. There's only 100 in existence. So
on the planet.
On the whole planet, there's 100. So you want
to universe.
In the whole universe, there's 100. Thank you to...
And the Brataverse. And the Donnyverse. All the Splinter Universe.
Thank you to Clint McElroy, our MC. He was...
Yeah!
There.
Thank you for providing the seed, which found purchase.
And
what?
Thank you to
Can we not talk about our dad's seed?
Yeah.
For once?
Sydney and Riley and Teresa, I guess they're working the merch table. Thank you to them. Make sure you get your posters and... hey! Number one, thank you guys so much for coming.
Yeah.
You guys were the fucking best.
We said some shit up here that was straight up not funny that you laughed at.
What's up? That was a test of wills, and you lost, but we were appreciative.
But the friendship test, you passed.
Flying colors. Griffin, hit me with the last question.
This final question was sent in by Nefariosity. It's by Yahoo Answers user Stormy Weather, who asks, if you could take a walk on the sky, would you do it with a smile?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three steps. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three steps. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three steps. These girls are smart. Play your part.
Thank you, guys.